Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So before we start this broadcast, all of you that are listening to me right now, won't you join in with me in prayer? We want to first of all pray. We've been getting a warning of a tornado, and I've been praying, and we have an alarm here in the city of Durant that goes off when it's a tornado warning, and it's going off now. But I believe that if all us as saints come together and pray in Jesus' name, that we can stop the tornado. So, wherever you listen to me at, hey, let us pray and base it upon the word. When the storm had rose, Jesus rebuked the storm and he said, peace be still. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today as your children, your servants today. Lord God, we know that according to your word, you said you will protect your people. You will keep them during perilous times. Times of danger. And the word of God said that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. So Lord God, this day in Jesus' name, Father, you heard the warnings of a tornado. But dear God, we know that you're stronger than a tornado. And we ask today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you will show your mighty hand and your power this day. Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand and cause this tornado to cease. And we exercise the authority that you have given us believers to come against this tornado in the name of Jesus. Tornado, we command you in Jesus' name to cease in your operations in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. We come against you in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We command you to stop right now in the name of Jesus. We don't beg you. We don't plead with you. We command you in the name of Jesus to stop, to be destroyed, and go away. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our spirit, soul, and bodies this day. In Jesus' name, show your hand, Lord God. Cause this storm to cease. Show your hand and remember your people in this place. Remember them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Cease right now, tornado. Go in Jesus' name. Leave in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for your matchless power. No power can match yours. No one can do what you do. In the name of Jesus. No one has done what you have done because you are Almighty God. and besides you, there is no other. Send your angels to protect your people. Send your angels to set up a shield around Durant. But I pray in the midst of this time that God, that you begin to deal with every heart in this place and let them know the seriousness of the judgments. Let them know the seriousness of repenting. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your authority is greater than any authority that exists. No authority is greater than yours. That Jesus, when you was here on this earth, you rebuked the storm and the winds, and you said, peace be still, and it ceased. That caused the men around you to marvel at such great power and such great authority that even the wind and the storm had to behave. We serve the true and living God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We're so grateful for another day. God has blessed us to see, and we are grateful for our Lord Jesus Christ. I am starting a new section of the series on dealing with spiritualists. But those of you who have been following, you know that we've been looking at spiritualists, what they've been teaching, what they believe, and seeing whether it lines up with the Word of God from the Bible. And we come to find out that it doesn't. And we want to understand that God is calling us away from these things and not to partake in them. And two, you want to understand that these religions are not of God. And though you see words like God, and in some occasions, Jesus, just like those here are described, what I'm talking about, as spiritualists. You see the word spirit in there. Some of us tend to think that they are of the true and living God. And we think that way without even searching. I want to start this new part of the series today, and it's titled Spiritualists, Communion of Spirits and Ministry of Angels. Communion of Spirits and Ministry of Angels. I want to open up with a scripture from the Lord Jesus Christ through his angelic messenger, the Elijah. I want to open up a scripture from there. Glory be to God. God has sent the Elijah for the 102nd time. Friday, April the 5th, 1985. And I don't mind sharing dates with you all because I want you to ask God about it. Not trying to do anything hidden. Not trying to do anything under the cover. Just straight out coming to you with it and challenging you to take it to the Lord and ask the Lord if it's true. Now, in this message, I want to read a couple verses as we open up tonight. Spiritualist, communion of spirits and ministry of angels. And I got much to cover. Not going to be able to cover it all tonight, but we're starting tonight with part one. And I want you to hear these words from the Lord Jesus Christ through his angelic messenger, Elijah. He says, glory be to God. Teach not the foolishness, the vanities of man. Some build on man-made doctrines and in time destroy themselves, spreading doubt and destruction along the way. Repent. Come clean from the powers of falsehood and deceit. It will not save you. It is fallacy, not security. Let all come to the acceptable way of the Lord. Do not be moved by the necessary evils of the waster, The false teachings of the past are many false doctrines, weird and twisted teachings, even yet some error in all such. Now, we've been looking at the spiritualists and what they teach and believe. And I must let you know that they fall under the category of the powers of falsehood and deceit, where the Lord said, repent and come clean from it. And some of his people have become connected to the spiritualists or spiritism, their teachings, their acts. But when God tells you to repent of something, that means there has been sin. And God also let me know that they fall under the category of what he said of weird and twisted teachings. Glory to God. Tonight, we're dealing with the spiritualists, communion of spirits, and ministry of angels. I want to explain to you and tell you that the spiritualists have what they call seven principles, okay? And on the last part, we looked at the first one. And if you are just listening tonight, go back to the one before that that's dealing with spiritualists, the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. And that's one of the principles. We're looking at a second principle in this part of the series, and they're supposed to have seven principles that they, quote, stand on. Glory to God. The second one is communion of spirits and ministry of angels. Glory to God. Communion of spirits and ministry of angels. Now, I want to read to you what they mean concerning this. And I want to read to you this starting off. Glory be to God. And here's what they say in dealing with this second principle of theirs, where they talks about communion of spirits and ministry of angels. Now, once again, if you go back to the other section where I dealt with what they're talking about, the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man, you become to understand that the spiritualists deal with mediumship. And, you know, and they believe in communicating with the departed spirits and all that. And so if you go back to the other section, spiritism, the spiritualist, fatherhood of God and brother of man, you will hear me explain who started it, Alan Kardec, and what this religion is dealing with. Well, here, when they talk about the communion of spirits and ministry of angels, this is what they mean by that. Many spiritualists consider this as a key principle. All religions believe in life after death, but only spiritism shows it is true by demonstrating that communication with departed spirits can and does take place. Now, understand what they're talking about, communication with departed spirits. They're talking about your dead grandma, auntie, uncle, mama, daddy, you name it. Okay? And they are saying that you can communicate with them after they're dead. It goes on to say, spiritualist churches and centers provide many other venues where communication through mediumship is possible, and many loved relatives and friends take advantage of this opportunity to continue to show an interest in our welfare and us. So they believe that through mediumship, now, for this over, we're going to define a couple words. Through mediumship, they believe that you can communicate with loved ones and friends that have passed on, that you can still talk with them. Now, I want you to understand this part, communion of spirits and ministry of angels, is going to be divided up into two kind of sections within itself. And hopefully as I go on, I'm going to explain to you why, okay? But anyhow, they also says there are spirit people who are dedicated to the welfare and service of mankind, Silver Birch, channeled through the mediumship of Maurice Barbanel, who brought inspiration and teaching while others work in the healing ministry. So they're saying that there are spiritists. That's what the people in spiritism are called. They either call spiritualists or spiritists. And they said there are spiritists who are concerned about the service of mankind. And they named two people. They named one named Silver Birch. And Silver Birch, who was channeled through the mediumship of one named Maurice Barbanel, okay? And it also said who brought inspiration and teaching while others work in the ministry, healing ministry. Now, here's the question. What is mediumship? Because I read to you, they said that they teach that spiritism, and they believe that communication through mediumship is possible to your friends, relatives. Now, these are dead ones now. Now, I ain't talking about live ones. Ones are dead. So they believe that through mediumship, you can contact mama who's died or daddy or brother or grandma, granddaddy, whoever. That's what they teach. That's what they believe. So the question is, what is mediumship? Now, let me define to you what mediumship is. Mediumship is the practice of purporting, mediating communication between spirits of the dead and living human beings, okay? Practitioners, who are also known as mediums or spirit mediums, that's what they're known. There are different types of mediumship or spirit channeling, including seance tables, trance, and Ouija. Now, did you hear that? So mediumship, and what they're talking about, is the practice of you mediating communication between the spirit of dead people and between human beings. So there's a supposed to be person in the middle who is channeling and being between, let's say, you and you want to talk to daddy that has died. Well, there's a person called spiritist who's like a medium, and you go to them and they're like the go-between. Okay. So they get in touch with dead daddy, mom, and all that, get the whole ball going on, okay? And once again, there are different types of mediumship, spirit channeling, and this includes seance tables and trance and Ouija. Now, many of you may know and you may not know, but this is also under the spiritism. Notice I mentioned seance tables. Now, some of y'all may know what seance is. Some of y'all may not. Some of y'all may have seen it on TV. But, you know, in a seance, you know, when you want to go, you go to a medium or a spiritist and you want to talk to dead daddy. You want to talk to dead daddy. You didn't get to tell him you love him and you're sorry for what you did. So you go to a spiritist, and the spiritist, and when you do a seance, you notice he sit at this table and he be lit up with candles and it be dark. That's dealing with seances. That's seances. Notice I also mentioned trance. Now, the Bible speaks of visions and trance that one go in when it's under God. But when a trance is done under something other than God, it's going to be evil, okay? For example, this is why you don't need to go to a hypnotist, okay? Hypnotists are not of God. I'm going to let you know that. Hypnotist is not of God, okay? You go to a hypnotist and allow yourself to be hypnotized, that opened up the door for demon spirits to come. Now, I know many of you don't, you know, may not heard of that, may not know that, but that happens, okay? That'll happen. And then also notice I mentioned Ouija. Now, many of y'all heard of a Ouija board. Ouija board is demonic, okay? Some of y'all who may have fooled with it and think, oh, it's harmless. Oh, this thing ain't real. It's a joke. And when you start fooling with it, because, you know, the Ouija boards have alphabetical letters on it, have numbers on it, and you are talking to a spirit And when you ask questions, it answers you either by yes or no on there or by spelling it out in words. So you got this thing on there, and this spirit moves it while you holding it down and spell out answers or say yes or no. Now, some of y'all may think, man, that's far-fetched. That stuff ain't for real. Yes, it is. If you were to talk to some of the people who fool with Ouija board and really got into it, they would tell you, yeah, I wasn't moving that thing. That thing was moving while my hand on there. Because why? You're dealing with something that summons demon spirits, okay? You understand that? So this goes under the mediumship, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, notice I mentioned to you that in this research, they mentioned two people who they claim to are so concerned about the service of mankind and the welfare of mankind that they've helped so many people. And these two people I mentioned was Maurice Barbanel and Silver Birch. So the first question we want to ask is, who is this Maurice Barbanel that the spiritists lay such a claim that have helped millions of people and all concerned about mankind reaching and connecting to their loved ones who have passed? Well, Maurice Barbanel, he was born May the 3rd, 1902 in London. Now, he was famous for his works in the spiritualist field. He was supposed to be known as the founder of Psychic News. Oh, yeah, Psychic News, okay? And he was a first-class trance medium. And he had a spirit guide named Silver Birch. Do you hear that? Okay? So this man was a spiritualist. He was the founder of Psychic News. Now, any of y'all heard of psychics, you know they come on TV. And they always tell you, I can tell you your future and all that. Well, I'm here to tell you that is demonic power. That is not God, okay? And if you get caught up in that, you will end up being cursed. Now, many of y'all that have followed us on Blog Talk Radio, you've heard me give my testimony about that many times, how I call a psychic. One time. And that's all it takes for one time, people. And they put a curse on me. I had to repent. You know, you said, well, why do you call them? Because my patience ran out with God. I'm going to just be straight with you. And there was some things, especially one in particular, I wanted to know. And I felt like God was taking too long. And so I called a psychic. And the psychic said, hey, yeah, I know when you're going such and such. And they said, and see, at the meanwhile, they're dropping curses on you because they function under demonic power. And when you get on Satan's playing field, he is given a right to curse you, okay? Whether he straightway speak it or he's speaking it through the mouth of his servants, he has a right to curse you. Now, so this Maurice Barbanel, once again, was known as a first-class trance medium, okay? And he had a spirit guide named Silver Birch. Now, I want you to understand about the silver guide, named Silver Birch. That is not a human, people. When you hear people talking about spirit guides, they're not talking about human beings. They're talking about spirits or demonic spirits. Do you hear that? And so, reading about Silver Birch. Silver Birch worked with Maurice for over 60 years before Maurice ended up joining him in the spirit world in 1981. Or in other words, that's when Maurice died. Now get this. Silver Birch passed to the spirit realm over 3,000 years ago, but as a highly evolved soul, came back to Earth as a Native American Indian. Now, let's stop there. Okay, y'all, don't go start thinking all Indians are demons or spirit guides now. But notice what it said about the Silver Birch. Now, he's supposed to have died 3,000 years ago. Okay, he was being known as a highly evolved soul who would come back as a Native American Indian. Now, I didn't see in the research
about anything what they say he was before he came back as an American Indian. So they saying he was something else. People, that's reincarnation. Now, hopefully on down the line in the next section of the series, we'll get more into that, what they want to say concerning man. But this is reincarnation, people. Okay? You, and a lot of religions teach this. You died and you come back something or someone else. Some of them teach that you might die as a person, come back as a cow. Okay? Or die as a person and come back as another person. That's reincarnation. Okay? Now, it goes on to say, Maurice channeled the works and spirit teaching from the spirit world under the name Silver Birch. Silver Birch came back to Earth under this name, even though it is believed not to have been his own. Now, what kind of stuff is that? Trickery and stuff like that? Well, you know that's not a God. God don't deal in no deception. Now, his teachings supposed to have helped millions live their lives. His teachings supposed to explain to us the reason for life, death, and reincarnation. Okay? Did you hear that? Now, supposed to explain the reason for life, death, and incarnation. Okay. First of all, the word of God is supposed to be the thing that explains life and death. Because God is the creator. Okay. Now, not the kind of God they talking about, a creative force. I'm talking about a being, a supreme being. His name is God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So his word supposed to be the thing to tell us about life and death. But they're saying that this Silver Birch, who is supposed to be a spirit guide, and once again supposed to be a reincarnated someone, is supposed to be in giving words for mankind to learn about life and death and the incarnation. Okay, so he's to take the place of the true and living God. Now, glory to God. Now, I want to go into scripture here. Glory be to God. I remember I read to you that Maurice channeled, through this Silver Birch. Okay. Glory be to God. He channeled the work in so-called spirit teachings through this Silver Birch. Now, we're finna get ready to go into scripture. And the first thing we must understand is that God does not want his people, and he doesn't want anyone, get this, to indulge in this kind power, which is connected to communicating with demons. Okay? Now, take a pause. I want that to sink in. Because some of you, once again, you hear these people and you see the name, oh, spiritism. Oh, it got to be something by God because it got spirit. No, not necessarily so. Once again, that's why you investigate, you search, you study. Okay? And what you'll find out, these religions, when they say God is not the God of the Bible, who you think, okay, it's another, quote, God, little g, demon, okay? So now we're going to go into the scriptures here, and what we need to see and understand, this is the first section of this part here, that we need to understand is that God does not want to us, he doesn't want his people, he don't want anyone especially, to indulge in this kind of power. Because when you start going into spiritism, remember, it's a mediumship where you are, quote, connecting the living with the dead and dealing with dead, you know, departed spirits. Understand this, you'll be dealing with demons. In a nutshell, the practice of spiritism is really nothing but witchcraft and magic and all of that. Okay? That's what it's dealing with. Okay? It's not of God. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, like I said, Not going to be able to cover all this in one night, but we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 18. And we're going to read verses 9 to verse 12 in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, people, it's very important that you hear this. And whatever I'm saying to you, hey, write it down. I mean, you don't have to jump on the bandwagon and say, he expected me to believe because he said, no, not necessarily so. My job is just to give you this and lead this between you and God. So if you're listening and you're saying, hey, I think you're a quack, and I ain't asking God nothing, well, that's your decision. But I'm going to go to sleep at night, okay? Because as long as I did that part where he told me to present it, that's what I do. That's all I can do. And it's not my job to sit up here and worry myself to death whether you're going to listen to it or not. I ain't trying to be arrogant. I'm trying to be straight with you. Because too many people have heart attacks and strokes, blood pressure going up because they're worried about, is they going to do? No, God didn't tell you that had to happen. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 through 12. Now, look at this. This is what the Lord said to his people when they was going to come into the land. And one thing about God, he gives you instructions ahead of time when you're going into a place. Okay? He'll do that. And if you don't heed the instructions, you're going to reap the consequences. So if you're heading into a place, I don't care if it's a literal place, and God starts speaking something to you about when you go into that place, you better heed it. You better heed it. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 through 12, he said, when thou art coming to the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that use a divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Did you hear that? So God said, hey, you know, and understand this, why going deeper? Some of y'all like to holler, there you go, coming from the Old Testament. We're a New Testament church. Okay, people, let's take a break for a minute. Yes, we are New Testament. Thank God for it. But that doesn't take away all what God spoke from the Old Testament. No, we don't practice the sacrifice of blood of bulls and goats. We don't do the natural ordinances that they did from the Old Testament. But however, the spiritual principles still apply. Okay? So in other words, let me give you an example. Just give me an example. If God says something in the Old Testament about don't put a certain thing on you because it's honoring demon spirits. Well, just because you get to the Old Testament don't mean it's okay for you to do it. Anything honoring a demon spirit, it ain't going to change because you got to the New Testament. You understand that? It's just like so many people now is talking about tattoos. Now, we know from Leviticus 19 is dealing with that. But then you have some say, well, you know, it don't mention in the New Testament. Back up a minute. Why do you think he talked about concerning the tattoos in Leviticus 19 anyhow? Because when they were shaving their head and putting marks on their body, that was honoring demon spirits or their gods. So you think because we're over in the New Testament, that changed. No, it ain't changed. It ain't changed. Okay? And you can say, well, I'm marking the picture of the Lord Jesus doing it for Christ. No, he said don't put no markers on your body because if you want to say that, they could have said the same thing in the Old Testament. Well, I'm going to make a mark for the God of Israel. No, he said no markings, okay? No markings. Sometimes we want to take a lot of negatives and try to put it over to the positive time, and it don't work all the time, okay? I thought I'd throw that in. Now, as we looked at Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 12, now notice something in verse 10 and 11, okay? What we read in verse 10 and 11. Notice that it listed the practices that one can do that would get them into this magic and also connect it to demons, okay? Yeah. It spoke of what? Divination, observer of times, enchanter, witch, charmer, consultant with familiar spirits, a wizard, or a necromancer. All these right here gets you connected to demonic spirits, and it calls you to work or operate in magic or witchcraft, okay? Amen. That's the thing they have in common. Now, if this would have gotten you connected to the true and living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, then Jesus wouldn't have mentioned verse 9. Look what he said in verse 9. When thou art coming to the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. So if these things was able to get you connected to the true God, he wouldn't have made that statement, now would he? And so what the spiritualists claim in this communion with spirits and ministry of angels don't get you in touch with, connected with the true and living God. It gets you connected to demons and calls you to operate in magic or witchcraft. Even if you go to someone that's doing it, it's still connecting you, even though you ain't doing the actual summoning yourself. If you go to them for help or all that stuff and connected it, even being in the place where the seance is at could cause a curse to fall on you because you're connected in some way or manner. Do you understand that? Now, glory to God. Notice in verse 12 and even in verse 9 that these things are called an abomination. He said, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. Verse 12, he said, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Okay, he said, that's why you don't need to learn to do after what they're doing. He said, that's one of the reasons why I drove the people out from before you. So why are you going to sit up there and learn and doing what they're doing? But anyhow, notice he called these things, these lists from verse 10 and verse 11, abominations. The abomination, the word abomination means, come from the Hebrew word, toi eba. Toi eba means something disgusting morally, that is abhorrence or hate. So this is some, these are acts that is really disgusting to God. He really hates it. Understand this, God does not like sin. But when he calls something abomination, he really loathes that. It is really disgusting to him, okay? Do you get that? It's just like, think about it in this way. Think about certain foods you don't like, but maybe there are certain foods you simply can't stand. Okay, just like, for example, I give myself an example. Some of y'all been following, y'all heard this before. Okay, let's say if I can think of a food I just don't like, in a sense, I would have to say I'm not too fond of rutabagas, okay? Not really too much of a liking to it. Have eaten it when I was little, but not too much in liking of it. But when it comes to something I can't stand, there will be chitlins. I can't stand to smell it. I can't stand to taste it. None of that. Well, see, with God, when he calls something abomination, it's disgusting. He can't stand that practice, okay? Amen. And so since these things he listed fall under this category, amen, then listen, glory to God. This is the same thing with spiritism and these spiritualists. So they are doing that which is an abomination to God, that God really, it really disgusts God. Okay? It's disgusting to God. Amen. I hope that you get what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 10 and 11, it names these things, but there is two on this list that spiritualists is especially involved with. Now, remember, I told you all this is going to be coming under the witchcraft, magic, connecting to demon spirits and all that. But there's two especially on this list that the spiritualists that we're talking about is involved with. Number one, consulting with familiar spirits. And that's in verse 11. That's one of the things. Now, what is a familiar spirit, okay? We want to define what is a familiar spirit. That is talking about consulting with a familiar spirit. Now, a familiar spirit is a demon or demons supposedly attending and obeying a witch, often said to assume the form of an animal. They are also known as supernatural entities that would assist witches and cunning folks in their practice of magic. Do you hear that? So this is why I'm telling you this. And this is where the other section of part when we get to, when I get into it, you'll understand more when I get into it. When you go to a spiritualist and say, you say, hey, I want to, granddaddy been dead 20 years and I did so. I just want to hear from granddaddy. I want to tell him I love him, that I'm sorry, and just communicate with him. And you go to him and they say, hey, I can help you out. And y'all get in that room and they burning the candles and doing all this chanting and stuff and supposed to be calling granddaddy. And all of a sudden, you hear the voice. Sometimes maybe speaking through them, the medium, the one that you're talking, you went to many times, or maybe speaking audibly in the air, and the voice even sound like granddad. And you thinking, this is granddad, and all of a sudden, the voice, whether it coming through that spiritualist you went to, or just spoken out audibly, start to say some things, especially let's say if you say, well, granddad, is that you? And that voice says, yes, and tell you something, you go, yes, that's granddaddy, because no one else knew it. No one knew. It was just me and granddaddy. He told me something I knew. Well, understand something before you jump on the horse and start riding without the saddle. The demons knew too. They are called familiar spirits also because they are familiar with humans. And they are familiar with the people. So you thinking that no one else knew, okay, we know God knew, but also the demons knew. So if you knew something that only you and granddaddy know, like let's just say, for example, if granddaddy stole the gun from someone and he only told you, never told nobody else, and that voice said, remember when I took that gun, blah, 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 you go, oh, it is you, granddaddy. It's not granddaddy. It's not granddaddy. It is a familiar spirit that medium, that spiritualist you went to, that familiar spirit is coming on the beckoning call of that spiritualist you went to. But you got to remember and understand this. Demon spirits are good at being ventriloquists, copying voices. Understand it, if I put it to you in a nutshell, they're a copycat, okay? They can copy voices. They can almost, they can just like sound like, so that's not granddaddy you're talking to. Remember that. It is a demon spirit that was called by that spiritualist you went to. No, they ain't coming out calling the demon name. They call out saying, hey, granddaddy, or calling out whatever your granddaddy's name is. And have you thinking, because remember, demon spirits are deceiving. Satan is a deceiver, okay? Got to remember that. Big time, straight up deceiver. Amen. And so, that's what familiar spirits are. Glory to God. Now, thank you, Jesus. Let's go on a little bit further, okay? Now, notice the other thing on this list, I told you two things they deal with, is a necromancer, okay? A necromancer. Now, what is a necromancer? A necromancer is the practice of magic involving communication with the dead, either by summoning their spirits, apparitions, visions, or raising them bodily for the purpose of divination. Did you hear that? So a necromancer, they practicing magic and summoning or communicating with the dead by summoning their spirits, but they're not actually summoning their spirits. They're summoning demon spirits. So once again, that's what a spiritualist also is, a necromancer. Okay? Because I told you, I read the information to you that they believe that you can communicate with departed spirits or the dead. Okay? They believe that. So anyone that claims that they could communicate with the departed spirits, your dead relatives or friends or whatever, and they do this practice, they are a necromancer. And once again, it involves magic witchcraft. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so you, once again, you're thinking, yeah, they finna help me reach mama, grandmama, or my husband or my wife, you know, who died. And I just want to tell them I'm sorry, you know. And see, people, they're so bothered, you know. For example, let's say that they had a fallout with the wife or the husband, and that person died before they could say, hey, I'm sorry. And they want some comfort. Instead of them going to Jesus and repenting to Christ and asking Christ to forgive them of what they did, you know, to that loved one, and knowing that, okay, Lord, I can't talk to them no more. And depending on Christ's blood cleansing them of their sin, they say, I just want to communicate and talk to them and let them know. And they want to, quote, as they say, hear the voice of that departed one say, oh, you forgiven, oh, we okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Amen. And so when you go a way out of the way of God, the devil will be there to accommodate you. Yeah, he will be there to accommodate you. Yeah, he will. Okay. When you go out of the way of God. Now, I want to read another scripture to you that Jesus sent this word once again through his angelic messenger, the Elijah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And he sent this word out, March 29, 1931. And I want to read to you what he says. He said, repent, ye minister of pleasure, for your worship is not of the heart. Your prayers are only from the lips and an outward show, and this is an abomination to the Lord. For your efforts to get gain and your hearts are full of greed. Therefore, the wrath of God is kindled against the hypocrite and the hireling, for they shall receive a greater damnation. For the Lord will send a scourge and destruction in the land, and he shall cleanse the people of darkness and superstition, and your mockery shall come to an end. Did you hear that? Now, notice he mentioned that he would cleanse his people of darkness and superstition. Now, the word superstition, according to Webster, means a belief or practice resulting from ignorance, fear of the unknown, trust in magic or chance, or a false conception of causation. So it's dealing with one of the things I mentioned to you in the definition, or trust in magic or chance. And see, that's what happens when you're practicing a practicing spiritualist, or you're going to spiritualists, or when you call yourself communicating with the dead. Okay? That goes especially under the heading of superstition. Okay? And you're trusting in this magic. Okay? Because you have to do these things. You had to do these chanting and all this stuff and burning candles and all that with the lights out and all this stuff. And my God. But anyhow, notice that Jesus said in his word that he said that he would cleanse, okay, cleanse the people. The people is some of his people that got into it, and those that ain't his people who would come to him. Now notice he said he would cleanse the people of this superstition. And to be cleansed of something, That means that that thing will make it dirty. In other words, to be happen to be cleansed or superstition is the superstition, the act of trusting in magic to make you unclean. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, that's what magic does in witchcraft. This practice is involved in spiritism. Hallelujah. And see, God doesn't want this practice done. It's not good for his people. It's not good for anyone. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hope that you hear this. Amen. And see, once again, if you're listening and you're practicing spiritism, the Lord wants you to repent and come out of it. And I pray that God would touch your heart and get a hold of you right now because he loves you. He loves you. Jesus loves you. Yes, he do. Hallelujah. And if you are a child of God, and let's say you did like I did, one point you lost patience with God and you just went to this spirit, hey, I know how to get you contact with so-and-so. God wants you to repent because what that means, you went to the devil for help. Amen. Hey, I had to face that truth myself. When I called that psychic, that was an example of me going to the devil for help, okay? And so by me doing that, God had to let him curse me. Because why? That was under my own will, my own choosing. That's what I went. And so therefore, I end up being cursed. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the spirit of the living God. I just want you to understand, and you know, that this communion with spirits and ministry of angels, that the spiritualist is talking about, is not of God. Contacting demon spirits. And once again, you think that they, you miss Aunt Jessica, and you just want to hear her voice, and you go to a spiritualist, you know, who say, hey, I can get you in touch with Aunt Jessica, okay? I can do that. Amen. And you go to them, and all of a sudden, this Aunt Jessica speaking through them, and all of you, oh, I just know it's Aunt Jessica because she said some things, and I heard her, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, that is not Aunt Jessica. That is a demon spirit, a familiar spirit that spiritualist you went to summoned, okay? Summoned. That demon spirit answered the summon. And remember, demons are nothing but deceivers, okay? Big time deceivers. You get what I'm saying? So that's why, and I'm going to stop it here with the scripture tonight. Lord say the same, continue part two tomorrow. But I just want to take this time to tell you, you know, when I open up in the other part of the series with the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man, and remember I share with you that this supposed to be guy that credited for starting spiritism, Alan Kardec, it was said that he started it during a time where there was a strong interest in mediumship phenomena, okay? And I told you before, that ain't in a sense changed even now, okay? Because a lot of people are fascinated, quote, with that stuff, okay? I've seen, you know, they come fascinated with stuff. I know some of y'all may have remembered Avatar something. Remember this thing supposed to be called the Blair Witch Project? you know, some kind of thing at the movie they were doing, dealing with, I don't know, the demonic and the phenomenon and all that psych phenomenon. But see, you got people who fascinated with it. One of the reasons they quote, like, get a kick out of it. They think it's amusing, okay? But when you actually get into that stuff and that demon get a hold of you, you won't think it's amusing, okay? You know, some of these people who operate in what is called Satanism, and some of y'all probably don't believe this, but some of them go up the ranks, and especially some of the women who are witches and all that stuff, and become what is called, some circles, the bride of Satan. Buddy, huh, the stuff that the devil do to them in the name of them wanting power for him, boy, he get to do some dirty to the dirty stuff to them, if you know what I mean, okay? And if some of them were to be truthful with you, they'll tell you, say, huh, it ain't no fun and games with this thing. But then Satan have them so that they even scared to walk away. They're scared to come out of it. It takes them really hearing the voice of God, obeying the voice of God, repenting, and really, really trusting in God, okay? Amen. You know, it was his sister, her name Rebecca Brown. I don't know if Rebecca Brown's still living today. She may be. I don't know, but God used her in the deliverance of this woman named Elaine. Elaine was a witch, okay? And she was deep into that Satanism stuff. And she actually was assigned to do something to Sister Rebecca. But the power of God got a hold of Elaine and, hey, brought Elaine out of that. Well, brought Elaine out of it. Now, this is where she had to trust the Lord, her Sister Rebecca, because Elaine was living with Sister Rebecca when Elaine came to the Lord. Them demons tried to get back at them. Oh, yeah. Them demons tried. They was sending human spirits and all that. Now, once again, y'all may think this is a comic movie or something. Marvel Comics. No, this is for real. And see, I've told y'all on another broadcast before, the acts of the demonic is going to become more and more in the open. See, to some of y'all have been hidden to your eyes, and you thinking this is fabrication. So when you hear somebody like me talking about how demons doing this and changing to this and using people to do that and talking like that, y'all going, oh, here we go again. This man coming with this cartoon stuff. No. And see, now demonic manifestation is going to come more in the open. It ain't going to be here. It ain't going to be here. And many of y'all, if you see it in the open, you'll be ready to bust the door wide open. Or you finna make a door in somebody's wall, okay? But I'm telling you, more of that's gonna become more seen now. Why is that? Well, a couple of things I can tell you why. Number one, the Bible said in Revelation that Satan know his time is short. He know his time is short to do the stuff he's doing, because the day gonna come where God gonna say, okay, that's it, click. And he's gonna be able to do a thing, okay? Number two, why he's becoming more bold, because the church ain't got more scared. I say it again, because the church got more scared, okay? Who you think Satan is really worried about here on this earth? The born-again believer. He's not worried about the sinner. He got them for now. He worried about the born-again believer. And that's why he don't want you, if you're a Christian, to learn what God has given you. He don't want you to learn that, because if you learn that and walk in what God given you, the devil is in trouble. So this is why he fight many of you on studying the word. You know, it seems like every time you study the word, somebody dropping by, calling, you know, doing all this. And instead of you stand and say, okay, well, look, I get with y'all later. You just giving in. And now you talking about, man, I never get to study. I don't get a chance to pray because, man, always somebody call. I said, well, Satan going to make sure somebody always going to be coming at you. You got to stand, okay? Sometimes you have to tell people, listen, I'll talk to you later. I got something I got to do. And they'll be like, well, what you got to do? But listen, I got to get along with the Lord. I got to spend time with God. And if they don't understand that, that's them. There's nothing you can do about it. Because they didn't save your soul. They didn't go to the cross for you. They didn't shed their blood for you. I'm just going to be straight with you as I can be. Okay, because a lot of times we got to cut a lot of this foolishness And this excuse that we make, like, oh, I can't do it because blah, blah, this and that. Listen, we keep giving in to it. When you don't stand, the devil going to keep coming with it. He's going to come with what works for him. He's going to keep coming with it until you rise up and say, hey, no more of that. No more of that. I got to get along with God. Amen? Hallelujah. So you got a lot of people out there who are going to these psychics. They're going to these spiritualists. They're going to these readers. See, they ain't going to the true and living God. And a lot of these people have heard concerning God now. But here's the thing. Let's be honest. Many don't want to go because they have heard also that, hey, you know, God wants you to give him something too. It's your life. They don't want to give their life. They don't want to walk in Christ. They want to still live in sin and get answers. That's what they want. And see, God said, I'm not going down that road. And so what they go to someone who they can get answers to without really stopping doing what they're doing, okay? And so you're going to the trickster, the deceiver, who's got servants out there. He's working through these readers and psychics and these mediums, these spiritualists and all them. You're going to them and you say, hey, my dead cousin, he took my money. All day I wanted to have peace. I got a note from him where he put my money, where he do this and this and that. And so you thinking you talking to the dead cousin. Oh, yeah. And the dead cousin said, where's on such a place? And you go there and find it. And you thinking, oh, this is the truth. But understand this. The demon knew also. Because one thing about spiritualists, psychics, witches, mediums, you name it, they will not point you to serve the true and living God. Remember Deuteronomy 13. God let you know that even if it's a false prophet, dream of dreams, tell you something and it come to pass, God said, I let it come to pass so you can be what? Tried. He said, especially when this prophet or this false prophet or whoever this is, divine nation, spiritualists and all that say, hey, let's go serve other gods. Well, you be looking at, hey, what they told me came to pass. How can that be? Well, God said, I permitted it. So you can be tested to see when they tell you, say, hey, let's go serve other gods. Are you going to do it? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So if you're listening to this broadcast, and let's say you're a spiritualist, and all of a sudden you're starting to notice that, hey, this stuff ain't right. I'm not comfortable with this stuff. I don't like it. Okay? Because, you know, when you first got into it, it was all fun and games, and it looked very exciting. But you start to pick up some of the bad stuff about it, and it's becoming very taxing on you. And you want to get out of it. First thing you need to do is make a covenant with Jesus. And you have to say this. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe, Jesus, you was raised from the dead. And you said, whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Now, if you do that with an honest heart, guess what? You say, oh, but wait a minute, don't I got a way to go to a church building? No. You say right now. If you did it with an honest heart, guess what? You are a born-again believer. Yeah, simple as that. Now, I ain't talking about you just saying stuff just to be sent out of my mouth. But if you did it with a honest heart right now, you're born again. And then, this is the next thing I want you to do. I want you to say, Lord, I repent for joining or practicing spiritism. I renounce it. I ask that you forgive me. And I command every demon spirit that came in my life through me doing this to leave. See, you know why you can do that? Because when you become a born-again believer, Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions are demon spirits, in another word, okay? Yeah. He give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Yes, he do. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Thank you, Lord. Now, if you are a Christian, and once again, you ran out of patience with God, oh, man, I won't know, blah, 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 and you went to a spiritist, and now you're experiencing all kinds of no-no and wrongs going on in your life, because guess what, people? I promise you, if you go to a spiritualist, let me get more specific, especially if you're a Christian. Once you go to that spiritualist, after you leave there, the curse is going to begin. You're going to start experiencing stuff that you're going to start saying, what in the world is going on? Well, you're under a curse. Because, see, that happened to me. It didn't take long for stuff to start acting up. I was living in the house, this is like 2 years before I got married. I was living in the house. I had a roommate, but he only came there on weekend because he was going to college. And he'll come on the weekend. But through the week, I'm there by myself. And I'm here to tell you, and I say it again, I had demons holding me down on the couch. I had demons on my back. They was on me like I weigh now about 200 pounds. They was on me like a 400-pound man. I can only roll off the couch and get on the floor and crawl on my knees. There was demons in that house talking to me in the wee hours of the morning in the voice of someone else. I told you, they are like ventriloquists, okay? And I'm sitting there like, all of a sudden, when I'm talking to this person, I start thinking, what is he doing in my house at this time of the morning? It wasn't him. And be honest with you, they scared me so bad. It was at night. I just sat up on the couch. I was too scared to go back to sleep. I was too scared. All kinds of stuff went wrong to me in that house. And see, I opened the door. So if you are a Christian, and you went to a spiritualist, or you went to a reader or a psychic, and you know this stuff is happening with you, I don't care how you try to keep it secret, okay? You need to repent right now and say, Lord, forgive me for going to that spiritualist or that psychic or that reader or anyone that practiced the witchcraft, forgive me. I renounce what I did. I repent of it. I ask, Lord, that you forgive me. And I command every demon that came into my life through that act that I did to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And they have to go. They have to go. So, people, this is serious, as we say down here, this is serious business, okay? This is serious, okay? This ain't no game playing. And this is why I come to you with this, because more of this stuff is going to be manifest more in these last days, and people are going to okay it. Like I told you, 2 or 3 years ago, I think up there, I think it was in Iowa, it was one of those northern states up there, they let a witch pray in the Congress. A witch, okay? Listen. I don't care if a witch coming to the service where we have a service at, and they tell me, hey, I want to lead in prayer. No, you finna sit down and get this word. I'm not letting you lead in no prayer. You ain't no born-again believer. Uh-uh. You ain't leading in that prayer. Now, you can cancel that because you'll be spewing out curses all up in there. No. But see, they let in Congress. Let her get up there and just start, quote, praying. Okay? And you know, witches back here a few years ago, they were trying to get Halloween to be made a national holiday in this nation. They push them all there. Well, see, like I said, this stuff is going to become more wide open now. Ain't going to be hidden. Okay? Like people think, it's going to become more wide open. So, glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day you made and created and blessed on this broadcast, and you preserved and kept us with your mighty hand. Dear God, I pray that all that was listening have heard this word, this message. Lord God, I pray that you will bless them through this message. And Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray that I have spoken that which was pleasing in your sight. I ask that you would water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase in Jesus' name. And all glory and honor and praise go to thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, Lord say the same. I'll be back with a 30-minute broadcast from 6 to 6:30. With part two, a spiritualist, communion of spirits and ministry of angels. And then from 7 to 8 or 8:30, my brother Emmanuel Murphy will come on with another broadcast. So Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.